Good afternoon, everyone. Well, unfortunately, not much in the way of positive news to report back at the moment. In fact, at this stage, the ASX 200 is down by around 3%. Now, this is after some inflation stats that were out at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. Heading into that report, the market was already down about 1.8% because of a very volatile performance for U.S. stocks last night, which are really on edge ahead of a key monthly meeting of the U.S. Central Bank that kicks off tonight, wraps up first thing Thursday morning. Plenty at stake from that report, especially when it comes to what could happen to rate hikes in the next couple of months. So that's going to be very important. Remarkable swings in American markets as well, which really set us up for something quite negative early on. We had the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all finishing higher. But at one point, the Dow was down 1,100 points. That's more than 3%. And the NASDAQ was down almost 5% before bargain hunters then jumped in. But certainly the main thing, and arguably, today is the biggest day of the holiday shortened week because we had that inflation report out that was very highly anticipated for the December quarter. What we've basically seen is inflation coming in stronger or hotter than what economists were on average expecting, and also what CBA economists were expecting as well. Headline inflation was up 1.3% over the December quarter, 3.5% over the year, but the trimmed mean number is what the Reserve Bank looks at most closely when making decisions about what to do with rates. And that also beat expectations, up 1% over the quarter and up 2.6% over the year. So that certainly has really hurt the market today. As I said, we're down in the order of 3%. It also means this is the third straight decline that we've had. It's the fifth fall in 6 days. And we're currently, if nothing changes in the next 3 days, this is going to be the worst start to a new year that we've had since 2008 when the global financial crisis hit. So quite rough going. And one of the main reasons, again, comes around inflation being high globally and also what this means for high interest rates and the reining in of stimulus, which has been there for a number of years now to try and deal with the pandemic. Now, locally today, there are losses in every single sector. And in fact, there are a number of sectors that are falling by more than 3%. That includes the energy sector, it includes the financials, tech, and also property trust. But we've got losses of more than 2% for many other sectors, industrials, miners, consumer discretionaries, telcos. So a very broad sell-off today with losses really across the board. Now, there are a few winners out there, not many, but one of them at least this morning was Zip, which was up in the order of 2 to 3%, swinging around a bit, of course, with a more broad sell-off. Sezzle up 19% in the early part of the day as well. And that's because Zip, in an update, confirmed media speculation that it is indeed eyeing a potential takeover of the US-focused buy now, pay later company Sezzle. Maya also managing to lift for most of the morning. It came out with an update relating to how it's done in the past 5 months. It did mention that COVID-19-related store closures have really hurt the company recently. Omicron's been a negative too. But the good news is that total sales for the group have jumped 12% over the 5 months to January, and sales in the lead up to Christmas also up 17%, while online sales also managed to jump up. The Aussie dollar finally is at 71.5 US cents.